There we go. He's one of the great voices of Bay Area sports. He's now the analyst on the Washington Nationals television network. He's in town with the Nats as they play the A's, and that is the wonderful F.P. Santangelo. F.P., how are you?
Hey, Marty. Good morning.
Nice to have you with.
Thanks.
Oh, things are great, and thanks for taking the time to be with us. I just recounted our 2010 moment of you're on the mound drinking the champagne, and I'm trying to field the calls.
Well, little known fact, Marty, I did the same thing till 2 in the morning last night.
I hear it already. I hear it in your voice. All right. Hey, listen, I'm just glad to get you on. As I say, people in the Bay Area, we miss you. Comcast has never filled the void, believe me, without you being there. So it's nice to have you with us. And Puig, Bumgarner, I don't know if you saw any of the footage on this thing last night, but what is baseball all about today? Can you do this kind of stuff? Can you pimp the home run? Does the pitcher yell at you? Where are we going?
Well, this is where I sound old, Marty. No, you can't. Be like Barry Sanders when he scored a touchdown. Hand the ball to the referee. Act like you've been there before and you're going to be back again. We just played the Dodgers and took 2 out of 3 of them, so Giants fans, I know, were excited about that in D.C. And Puig had a big at-bat in Game 3 on Wednesday. With the game on the line, he lined out to the Nats fan in center field. And I don't know if you saw it, he did the same thing. He swung, hit a bolt to center field, flipped his bat, and he was out. I don't understand it. And I understand why guys would get mad at it. And he's flamboyant. He's a great player, but he needs to tighten that part up. Yeah. This is not the Cuban leagues. It's the major leagues. And, you know, his teammates should know that he's going to get hurt if he keeps doing this. And they need him to win. He's one of the best players in baseball. He's one of the most exciting players in baseball to watch play. And if he keeps doing stuff like that, he's going to get hurt, and they're going to need him. So the one thing I did hear about him, Marty, that I liked, and it was from one of the Dodgers broadcasters. I forget if it was Kevin Kennedy or Charlie Steiner when they were in town. He is the one that held the meeting early in the season. It wasn't Don Mattingly. Puig held a team meeting himself, and he said – to his teammates, I want to be a better teammate. Can you guys help me? So there's good in there, and he wants to learn. I just think he's, you know, a little cocky and a little arrogant, and that comes through at times. It's what makes him good as well. But I saw that last night, and I also saw it in D.C., and I don't like it. And I know, and I can understand why the Giants didn't like it either.
So what does Bumgarner do? He barked at him as he crossed home plate, and now we got Kane today going against Greinke. These are big games down there, and the Dodgers are reeling a little bit. It's nice to beat them, as you took 2 of 3 in Washington. Well, what does Kane do? Does he brush him back? Does he do anything, or just play on?
Just get him out. Just get him out and win and get out of there. That's all. I mean, there's no need, I don't think, you know, without seeing the whole thing, Marty. You have to understand, I was at a game last night, and I just saw the highlights, so I don't know exactly what happened. But just win. Just beat the Dodgers and get out of there. That's the best remedy, I believe. You know, like last year, the Diamondbacks didn't like the Dodgers going in their pool.
Right.
Well, the best way to do that is what? Beat them.
Right.
Then they won't go in your pool. Same thing today. Just beat the Dodgers and get the heck out of there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I really am. Hey, I read an article yesterday. It was really interesting. Steve Wolf did it. It was online at ESPN. About bases and how the bases are constructed now and all the thumb injuries. And you got a guy out, Bryce Harper, with a thumb injury. Sliding into a base now, face first, hands first, it's like sliding into concrete. The bases are not the way they're supposed to be.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I'll go check them out today. Maybe they should just go back to potato sacks out there and everybody would be safe. I don't think it's the bases, Marty. I think Josh Hamilton slid late. That was not smart. Bryce Harper simply hit a triple and slid into third, and everybody said, oh, Bryce is playing too hard. No, he hit a triple and he slid into third. It was that simple. That thumb that he injured, he did that in high school. So it's a lot like when you separate your shoulder and it keeps popping out. That thumb was weak already. So when he slid in there, it just happened again. And everybody says Bryce needs to tone down his game. Well, if you look at triples, I would say 90% of them are head-first slides. You're out of gas by the time you get to third, and you just kind of fall forward, and that's what happens. So I saw Mike Trout hit a triple the other night. He slid head first into third. Nobody said a word about it. So I don't know if it's the bags, Marty. I think they're the same as when I played 10, 12 years ago, and I slid head first into them and never got hurt. I just think it's it's the topic of the day. It's like running into catchers when Buster Posey got hurt. It's what everybody's talking about.
All right. I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to be the lawyer here. Our ancestors called them pillows. They used to be called bags. Now, here's what the rule book says. First, second, and third base should be marked by white canvas or rubber-covered bags, securely attached to the ground. The bag shall be 15 inches square, not less than 3 nor more than 5 inches thick, and filled with soft material. They don't do that.
Well, there's been some hotels that I've stayed on the road this year that you could use the pillows for bases,
okay.
And everybody would be fine. I don't know what you do. I don't think it's the bases. I think it's the guys sliding, and you could make the argument for feet first. But Marty, I've seen the worst injuries I've seen in baseball have been feet first slides.
Okay.
Jason Kindle into first base, Moises Alou in Montreal sliding into second base, and guys breaking their legs and their foot going the wrong way. I've seen that as a kid in youth baseball a number of times. So the debate goes on between head first and feet first. It's not the bases. It's just the game. It's the way it is, and it's always been that way. And everyone's just getting carried away right now.
FP with us. How's your ball club doing? I guess I picked them to win and go to the World Series, and last year a little bit of a disappointment. How's the ball club doing?
They haven't played well yet, to be quite honest. I think they're 19-16, which is a really good sign. If you haven't played well and you're 19-16, I might be getting the record wrong. I'm not sure. I think that's where they're at right now. You know, when you're doing it every day, it has a tendency to slip you. But they haven't really put it all together and played, you know, solid defense and hit and pitched all in the, you know, consistently. Like last night against Oakland, they looked like an East Coast team that was a little bit jet-lagged, and the A's jumped them early, and that's a really good ball club over there, by the way. Maybe the best team that the Nationals have played this year, the Oakland A's, and they put it to them 8-0. So if I'm Matt Williams, you know, I told him this the other day. I said he won 16 games in his first month as a manager. I said, I'm no sabermetrician, but 16 times 6 is 96. And if you can win 16 games a month, however you do it, you're going to be in the postseason. And as Giants fans know all too well, it's how you're playing in September that really counts. And they haven't put it together yet, but I don't think there's anybody panicking around here. I mean, Bryce Harper's been out. Ryan Zimmerman's been out. Wilson Ramos just got back. Doug Fister pitched last night. He was a little too excited and, you know, maybe trying to make up for a month of a missed season and throwing too hard. And he didn't have a whole lot of sync last night, but he's going to be fantastic. And, you know, it's a good ball club. And as you know, Marty, over 6 months, the better teams end up with the better records. As long as you can stay healthy, and the Nats really haven't been healthy yet. And on top of that, they really haven't played well. But like I said, long way to go, and they will play well, and they're going to win their fair share again.
Yeah, you're right. 19-16 is where they are. You guys come in June. We see you in early June, and then Giants go there in August. So the Marlins come in this week, and you're in the National League East. We've seen the Braves. The Braves come in Monday as well. Braves are interesting to me, as somehow I think they can be pitched to. They've got so many strikeout guys, and, well, you keep the ball away from Hayward, I think you can get them. The Marlins come in. They don't win on the road, but, boy, with a pitching staff that looks pretty good, Giancarlo Stanton is having an MVP season. How do you see those two clubs vis-a-vis your Washington team?
Well, the Braves are going to be streaky. They're going to win 10 and lose 10 because they're a home run hitting team. That's the way they've always been. So right now they're on a downslide, but just as easy, they could win 5, 6, 7 in a row. They're like a three-point shooting team in the NBA. When you're making your threes, you're going to win. When you're not, it's going to be ugly.
Okay.
And that's the way the Braves play, and that's kind of how they did it last year. They were more hot than cold, and that's how they won the East. The Marlins, Marty, were my pick before the season. My surprise pick in baseball. I thought I went on Keith Olbermann's show in New York on opening day, and he asked me who the Nats' main competition in the East would be. And I'm sure everybody thought I was nuts on national TV when I said the Marlins. But looking at the arms they have with Jose Fernandez and Eovaldi and Kohler, the back end of their bullpen with Cishek is fantastic. And they got a lot of grinders besides Stanton. Christian Yelich is one of the best young players in baseball. We played them 6 times already, and they're legit. I mean, they have a good team. Echeverria, their shortstop, is good. Ozuna, their center fielder, is good. They've added some veteran parts in Salta Lamacchia behind the plate, a guy that won a World Series last year. So this is a good ball club. And you know who's doing a hell of a job with them is Frank Menachino. He's their hitting coach.
I can't believe it. That's right. He's coming in this week.
He's doing fantastic. He's got the guys buying into hey, we play in a ballpark that's huge. I don't want to hear anybody whining about it anymore. We're going to hit doubles, and we're going to be a doubles-hitting team, and I don't want to hear anybody saying, well, this park sucks, and we're flying out to the wall. We're going to use this park to our advantage, and the record at home speaks for itself. Now they just got to figure it out on the road, and I think young teams take a little bit longer to develop on the road, and once they learn how to win in some hostile environments, they're going to be around. They're not a fluke. That's a really, really good baseball team, and yeah, like I said, I think they're for real, and I thought they were for real in spring training.
Well, maybe the Giants can help out the Nats this week. They get the Braves and the Marlins all week, starting on Monday
night.
Yeah,
let's go, Giants.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Hey, Frank Menachino, come on. I saw his name. I said, you know, he was a great guy, but sort of a lively guy, let's say, and all of a sudden now he's a serious hitting coach. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I don't know if he's a serious hitting coach, but he's a really good hitting coach.
All right.
Frank never been real serious.
It's still him. All right.
But he paid his dues. He was in the Yankees minor league system as a hitting coach for a number of years, and then the job came available, and he interviewed for it and got it. So he's got the guys believing in what he's teaching. And his main thing is let's do what we do best. Let's quit worrying about what he does, talking about the pitcher. Let's focus on our strengths and what we do best and emphasize those. And when you think about it, it's a real simple approach to hitting, but a lot of guys are always worried about, well, he's got a nasty slider. He's going to do this, this, and this to me. Forget that. What do you do well? Look for that and execute it. So he's got them playing well.
Beautiful. Hey, how are the kids?
They're doing good. They're coming up today. They'll be here Saturday and Sunday for the big games in Oakland. And I went home. We had an off day on Thursday, and I got to see my daughter play a high school playoff game. So it's just good to be home. It's good to be back in the Bay. We stay in San Francisco when we play the A's. So it feels like home, and it's nice to be here, Marty.
Oh, great. I'm glad to have you on, and it's just good to hear your voice. But we'll see you in a couple of weeks anyway when the Nats come in early June.
Yeah, we get in on a Sunday night from San Diego, and it's a four-game set. So it's a whole week in San Francisco. And when the schedule came out last year, I circled it, and I said, I get to spend a week at home. So I'm excited about it, and we'll see you. And we'll beat up the Giants for 4 days and then leave.
You'll be very popular if that happens, believe me.
I say we. I will have a tie and makeup on with nerdy glasses. I have nothing to do with the outcome. The Nationals.
All right. You enjoying the job?
I love it, Marty. I had the greatest gig in the world. I miss KMBR. I miss San Francisco. But to be with a ball club like the Nationals every day, travel with them and be at the ballpark and talk baseball for 4 hours on the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do what you do, but I get to talk about the game that's going on, and it's really cool.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Really cool.
Thanks for taking the time. Always a pleasure to hear your voice, and we'll catch up with you when you come in.
All right, Marty Lurie. Anytime you need me, buddy, I miss you.
I know. Me too. All right, take care. All right, that is the great FP Santangelo. Love him. Love him. He is just terrific. All right.